double E, double R, U, N. Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And we are live and local in our downtown studio. It was a balmy 19 when I picked up Barbecue Bob this morning, but I think it's going to bump up against 30. Great day to get out and fire up your grill in your backyard. You got to appreciate sunshine in January
in
Michigan.
Sun's coming up.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to do a little cold weather grilling right now.
Perfect day for it, too. I mean, no snow, no rain. It's going to be gorgeous.
That's right. Wind, I don't even think, is going to be bad today. No. So it's just going to be one of those nice, crisp winter days.
Bluebird sky.
Yeah, there it is. And we want to talk a little bit about some winter grilling that we picked up off an article out of the Wall Street Journal, of all places, couple days ago. So anyway, let's break some of this down, Bob.
Well, and before I did that, we didn't get to those. I had another bowl treat for you, and that's potato skins on the grill. I did them just a couple days ago. And baked potatoes, hollow them out, throw some cheddar and some bacon and some green onion on there and a little green pepper. Throw those babies on the grill, put a little oil on that skin. They are good. Them are good right there.
That's a great winter recipe.
Yeah, it is.
Now, do you cook them direct heat or indirect?
I did them direct.
Okay.
So with the lid down.
With the lid down. Yep. And you're putting the cheese and then you put sour cream on them after you get them done, right?
Yeah, and salsa.
Don't cook them on there.
Oh, right? Man, they're so good. And if you take most of the potato off, they're pretty healthy.
Yeah, did you boil the potatoes first?
No, bake them.
You bake them?
Yep.
And then
I get those nice big Idaho jobs and cut them, bake them, and then cut them in half and hollow them out, like carve them out like a canoe.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah. We ready to talk about winter grilling now?
I guess so now.
Okay. We got our tater skins out of the way.
This is a little potato rant.
Yeah. He's Tater. I'm Jop. Good to talk to you. Yeah. But anyway, little bit about outdoor grilling in the winter. You know what? There's a few peculiarities about this. And a lot of people are taking the challenge, I think. They really are stepping up and trying to make it happen because...
More and more.
Yeah. I think gas grills had a lot to do with this. You know, it's easy to turn them on. You light them. You go back inside, and they're getting hot. And, that makes it a little more practical when you don't have to go out and mess around with the charcoal. I still am a huge charcoal proponent. But when you're pouring it in and you're getting it going and putting a little lighter, the paraffin in there to get it lit, and, you know, there's a little bit of a messing around. Your hands get cold. Gas grill. Turn the knob, hit the clicker, you're good to go. But, the other thing is that with the winter barbecue, it's an opportunity to guests to come over and have some different kind of food, a different kind of experience, and maybe serve some of those hot toddies, too. Something a little bit warm. If they're standing out there around the grill with you, it's maybe not a microbrewed beer because it's cold unless you got your gloves on, but... It's time for some of those hot toddies, some of that mulled wine maybe we talked about before the holiday, things like that.
Sounds better than the neti pot I was using a couple of days ago.
We won't go into that.
But, hey, I should have put some mulled wine in that thing. Yeah. Dad's sick and drunk.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it is a lot more pleasant to stand for me. I can always dress for the cold and
yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
There. I'd rather stand out when it's cold than in 100 degree heat.
Yep.
when you're sweating.
Absolutely, you can. That's what I say. The same thing. You can dress up to keep warm, but it doesn't. When it's that hot, there's nothing you can put on to stay cool.
Yeah, you know,
other than maybe an ice pack.
Yeah, and you're standing outside. Maybe your neighbor's going, "What the heck is that idiot doing over there?" But I just love to stand out next to my grill and watch it snow. Maybe that mulled wine in my hand or some sort of maybe even a glass of bourbon.
Or some nice hot cup of coffee.
Right.
It doesn't always have to have alcohol.
Exactly. You know, the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Association, which is kind of an industry organization, they pulled 6,000 grillers recently. 62% of them in 2012 reported using their grills year-round. Where only 42% were using them in 2009. So this is starting to catch on. I think people are seeing it. You know, and the reason is there's practical benefits to this. It's all grilling, but you got to remind you when you're in the winter, they're still there. Well, freeze up oven space. We talked about that earlier in the show.
Yep.
When you're doing your pizzas, you can do them outside. Freeze up the oven if you're entertaining.
I think there's a whole bunch of things that, and you know what? One of the biggest factors is
Grilling
guys.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Push it.
the kitchen cleanup is minimized. Everything's outside. That's one of the things I really love about grilling, is that you can keep the mess of the meat or the pizza or whatever it is you're doing on the grill outside. You crank the grill up, it burns off. Great, man. I can't do that on the inside. And then, you know, if you want to set a beverage in a snowbank, it stays cold while you're grilling. You know, you set it on the rack when you're in the summer, it gets warm. So I think it's just another benefit.
Long. Yep.
Okay.
You're taking too long if it's getting warm.
Yeah. You know, but be careful with what to wear when you're out there. You know, dress for the warmth, but make sure you tuck in the tassels, the flaps, the scarves,
yeah,
all of that stuff. You do not want that stuff to catch on fire or get anywhere near the grill. We're going to talk a little bit about in a minute about some grill safety out there and some things that have happened. But keep the sleeves away when you're reaching over to do your grill. Make sure you don't have drooping or draping sleeves, if you will, that are over top of the fire. I mean, just be practical.
But here's something that I've found. There's usually a great spot in your backyard to put your grills for the winter. There's usually a spot that I finally located my Open Range and my Tech G-Sport in, like, the perfect spot where I actually had a little concrete and it was near a door. Because the other thing is, you want to be able to, you know, have a door close so you're not treading across the snow, especially once the meat's cooked. If you're walking out there with a platter full of raw chicken and you slip and fall and a couple pieces go in the snow, it isn't going to hurt a thing.
Right.
But if it's all cooked, you're going to be bummed if you drop it.
Well, and it's a long ways back. You want the food hot when you get inside, too.
Exactly.
You know,
and there's another reason to use your Dutch oven out there and keep that warmed up, ready to haul your food in. But you know, so find a spot where the prevailing northwest winds are buffeted by, like, your garage, a fence, something like that.
Right.
And also, if you can pull up a patio umbrella and put it over the thing if the weather's coming at you, that works really nice, too. It keeps all that rain and snow off your grill. Really nice device.
Well, that's an important tip, because if it's snowing out and that snow's hitting the grill, it's going to cool it down.
You're dropping temperature.
Right. Yep. You're really going to drop the temperature.
And you know, and it gives you, you know, a reason to stand there and take the heat off the grill with another person. You've got the cover, so the rain and the snow or whatever is not hitting you. Now you've created a little social spot. You might not even have a grill island, but that big umbrella you popped up just turned it into a gathering point. It's kind of a fun little place to gather
my
outside.
My word of caution is, and I can speak with this firsthand experience, don't put the grill too close to the house. As much as I hate to admit it, I got a piece of melted siding at my house where I had the grill on and got it a little too close to the house.
Yeah, and
thank God I didn't create a fire, but I've got this wavy section now in my vinyl siding.
You need to really fix that.
Yeah.
You know, Rockford Ace Hardware, one of our sponsors, go into Rockford Ace, go into the Mitt Barbecue up there, okay?
Right.
And check out the little roof, the metal roof he made over these grills. You could do that out on your back deck. You could just sink a couple 4x4s. I think I'm going to do this. Sink a couple 4x4s and put a cross member on it and get some of that silver corrugated metal.
Steel roofing.
And just put yourself a little roof slant, you know, a lean-to kind of thing. It looks really cool. Over your grill and just keep it there. Just build yourself. And that way you've just got very little wood and some metal over the top of it. Keep all the rain, all the snow. Just think of all the junk. And in the summer when it's raining, you're going to get the same benefit.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to, you just don't want to.
And you get the shade
thing
then.
Don't be tempted to bring it too close to the house.
Right.
And don't grill in your garage. I don't care if you say it's safe and there's nothing around it. It's just a bad idea. Nothing good can come from grilling inside your garage. I'm just opposed to that.
Yeah, I hardly ever do that.
Right, hardly. Yeah. Maybe it's raining sideways. We do once in a while. But anyway, some great safety tips. We're going to talk a little bit about more about some grill safety here in the next segment. Break down propane versus charcoal. And we've got a few spots left at a cooking shop. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.